Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night across Israel is warm and calm, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze provides a pleasant evening for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, hours after Iranian shrapnel lands in Israel, Zamir says the IDF is ready to strike back. That's according to sources from the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago. Also, the IDF is monitoring Iranian activities closely. Earlier today, they assessed that Iranian officials might order more missile attacks on Israel. This report comes from Walla. Also this hour, the U.S. and Iran are on the brink of a broad confrontation. The boundaries are blurring, as reported by Israel Hayom an hour ago. Separately, an Israeli airstrike killed a man who organized World Cup viewings in Gaza. This was reported by Forward yesterday. And finally, two U.S. troops have been killed in Iranian attacks on Jordan. Another is missing, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Retired Saudi Air Force Maj. Gen. Abdullah bin Hanim al-Qatani told Channel 12 that Iran's regional attacks pose a grave threat. He called for extremely serious consequences. This interview was highlighted by IL Red Alert earlier today. In a separate update, U.S. Central Command announced the passing of two U.S. service members in Jordan following an Iranian attack. They also reported unidentified remains found and another death in Iraq due to a drone detonation. This was posted by CENTCOM earlier today. Hen Mazig shared that Iran recently arrested several Jewish community members for criticizing the regime. Qatar is reportedly working behind the scenes to free them, as highlighted by Hen Mazig earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post report. Hours after Iranian shrapnel landed in Israel, IDF's Zamir stated the military is ready to respond. The incident has pushed Israeli forces closer to a war footing. This raises the stakes for regional security, with potential escalation looming. Turning to Walla's reporting, they noted that the IDF is closely watching Iran after missiles were launched towards Aqaba. Two Iron Dome interceptions were necessary. This heightens the alert level across the region and could lead to further military engagement. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Iran are nearing a broad confrontation as tensions rise. Israel Hayom highlighted Trump's threats to Iranian infrastructure, with Tehran signaling its red lines. This development could impact diplomatic relations globally, with potential for further conflict. On a different note, Forward reported on an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. The strike killed a man who was known for organizing World Cup viewings. This underscores the ongoing human toll in the conflict and highlights the difficulties faced by civilians in Gaza. Finally, I-24 News detailed that Iranian attacks have resulted in U.S. troop casualties in Jordan. U.S. strikes reportedly hit several sites in Iran's Hormozgan province. This incident could further strain U.S.-Iran relations and impact military operations in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Monday.com made a quiet decision to cancel 10.8 million reserved shares. CTech reports this reflects a bigger shift in Silicon Valley as investors question traditional SaaS growth models. Separately, a new law imposes hefty fines for telephone transaction fraud. According to Israel Hayom Business, businesses could face fines of nearly 15,000 shekels if they don't keep transaction recordings. And finally, CBS reports that apartment prices in Israel are sharply declining while rents skyrocket. This reflects a shifting real estate market as the consumer price index remains steady. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.